Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Modern technology is allowing deployed military personnel to maintain contact with loved ones at home like never before. But as Brian Houston, assistant professor of communication at the University of Missouri, reveals, real-time connectivity offers its own set of emotional challenges.
We conducted interviews with the spouses and children of deployed National Guard troops to examine how communication about deployment influenced family members' emotions and behaviors. Our interviews were conducted at three time periods: before deployment, during deployment, and after deployment. Our results pointed to two important findings. The first main finding was that the children who are most upset during deployment tended to communicate with their deployed parent more often. There are two ways to explain this finding. The first explanation is that being upset may have motivated military children to communicate with their deployed parent more frequently. The second explanation is that there may be something about communicating with a deployed parent that is upsetting for children. For example, in our study, the children who texted with their deployed parent more often were more upset. Perhaps the brief nature of text messages, or the fact that text messages generally lack emotional cues, may result in communication with a deployed parent that doesn't address the child's need and is therefore more distressing. If a child is seeking assurances through communication with a deployed parent, communication mediums such as texting, emailing, or even cell phones may not be satisfactory in conveying the emotional support and encouragement needed by a child. Our second main finding was that the more often military children communicated with their siblings, the better the children did in terms of emotions and behaviors following deployment. Thus, having a brother or sister to talk to about deployment may be particularly beneficial for military children. Sibling support may be helpful for children during deployment because when a parent is deployed, the non-deployed parent may be tasked with picking up the slack, and so other support options from within the family are needed. For military children without siblings, similar support might be available from interacting with other youth who are experiencing deployment.
That was Brian Houston of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.